Yusuf Abdullahi, 20 years old, and one of the refugee youths who are living in Zaleka camp.
And where are you coming from?
My origin is Somalia.
You have been here in the camp for how many years?
This will be the 10th year that I'm here in this camp.
So how is the atmosphere in the camp right now due to the COVID-19?
It has been very hard because for us youths, we have been running up and down with school, with some other activities to earn our living. But now it has been very hard just because of this COVID-19 has blocked every ways that we have been earning living and earning education.
And do you feel more less unsafe than before?
Yeah, we feel we're not really feeling safe just because this thing has been, this pandemic, it's very scary.
And what is your worries?
The only thing that I'm worried is we really don't know when we are going back to school, because education is the key to success and we honor that. But as the more we stay at home, is the more that we lose the skills that we've been gaining for the past years that we've been at school.
Are you afraid of in isolation in a quarantine?
Yeah, it will be very hard for me because most, for example, my family, they depend on me. In terms of the work that I do, I help the family. For example, the whole day I was at the farm. So if I be isolated from my own family, which means one of the breadwinner in the family will be that gap will be a very big gap, which will create a very big problem in a family. And that isolation, I don't think if it will be better for me, because it will be very hard. Since this COVID-19 has been broke out, I didn't hear any youth or young people dying with it. But now the old people who are above 40 and above 50, above 60, who are really dying. And I think those are the people who are vulnerable to this pandemic.
The new arrivals are coming in the camp. How are they treated?
It's very, very hard for new arrivals because, you know, people will be afraid if you might have the COVID-19. So you'll be isolated, and isolation is one of the violation of rights. So once you are isolated, you feel like you are more or less a human. So if you are more or less a human, you can influence yourself by changing your lifestyle. For example, if you're a good guy and you have been isolated, you have no friends, you have no family, you have nobody, which means you start engaging yourselves in bad behaviors.
Due to the rumors that is going on to social media, TVs and radios, saying that tomorrow midnight there will be a lockdown and all activities will be closed, even mosque, even churches, even, you know, everything. Bang, will it happen in the camp for real?
I don't think if it will happen, because, you know, we have all the social activities that we usually do for us to earn a living. It's always outside. So if this lockdown will happen, you find the market is outside. If you want to buy something that we are supposed to be eating, like, we are not modernized. We are not like the Westerners. The Western countries, you find everything that you need to buy outside is always in the house. But us, we cannot buy everything. One, we are vulnerable. We are refugees. We cannot buy everything to put inside the house. But we afford to buy things outside. We afford to do some activities so that we end living outside the house. But now if this lockdown will happen, I don't think if us refugees will survive with this. Or even Malawi, it's one of the poorest countries in the world. I don't think if Malawi will survive without doing its social services.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.